T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All good things.
Yeah, so you guys are eating Italian food at night. You're eating Italian food in the morning.
That's right.
You're living large, Tom, man.
I'm running 40-yard dashes. And,
I was just going to say, you're the head guy here, and I really hesitate to show you this, but
don't
I think I have
video.
To show it to you.
They got video
so last
every
night,
hallway.
You guys put Craigie in a really, really nice suite over at the Water Club. And outside
what did
his
he
suite,
do
there's about an 80-yard hallway there. Right? So last
did
night,
you,
if you could
did
see
Did you
this,
run it last night?
Are you
That's
ready
right.
to see this right here? You just
there,
barely, there he goes. He's running in the hallway last night. He did 70 40-yard dashes last night. He did not break 5 flat because I had a 10 grand.
It was practice. It was a practice round.
And he ran 7 times. I'm thinking, what is Tom going to think if somebody comes out of their room and Craig runs right into him?
Well, the security report is a mess. You got to see the security report.
I'm sure it's terrible.
Yeah, that was like 32, right?
Well, I'm not telling you what it was, Tom. I want to stay another night.
So in other words, they could tell when there's
they
somebody
know what's
running
going
through
on.
The hallway.
Trust me, I've seen it years ago. It's almost like the NFL's replay room. The security room here is similar. Cameras, all that stuff. When they see, it doesn't have to be me, some guy running down a hallway with other people on their knees with stopwatches and chanting and rooting.
They know
They
about
know
it.
What's going on.
Yes.
It goes on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You sure. can't believe what goes on in this place, man.
Listen. Anyway, it's always great here. The place looks great. Yeah, I know you made a big change with the clubs. Obviously, Premier's now the top nightclub in Jersey, and you have great conference rooms. So a major investment was made in Borgata and Water Club, and I would think that you guys have seen the fruits of all that.
Yeah, it's been a really busy winter here. We're in the middle of converting to M Life, which is MGM's overall player loyalty system, and that is a big job, but it will be great for our customers. We just opened Angeline, or we're opening it this weekend. We opened a conference center about 2 weeks ago. We launched a new online gaming product last week.
Okay.
So everybody here has been pretty busy, but it's awesome. It's a great place, and that's what we love about it is the action.
Yeah. I got to thank you because, hey, Dan, is August official yet? Yeah, it's official. So in August, we're coming back.
What is not official in
it's
August?
It's official now. It's our 10th anniversary.
Oh,
and,
perfect.
The station came to me and they said, what do you guys want to do? Now, the station's working on us having a concert in New York, which hopefully will get announced soon. I said, if we're going to celebrate, we got to go to a place that's been with us really since the start of our show, pretty close to it.
That's great.
And that's Borgata. So August 18th, we're coming back here to go to the nightclub. I'm DJing. It's going to be a red carpet event. We're going to bring a bunch of celebrities, and we're going to have our Boomer and Carton 10th year anniversary celebration right here at Borgata.
That's all, Mom.
So let me tell you,
thrilled.
I am not paying you what we pay a typical DJ.
Deal.
There's no way.
It's on the house.
Okay.
What I told him, I said, here's
we're
the
getting
deal.
A free night out
you
of this.
You got it.
I'll do this. I'm all in for it, but we got to do it from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 o'clock because I got to get to dinner. I'm not going to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning with this knucklehead DJ.
Book your rooms now. It's August 18th here at Borgata. They'll work out the details off the air. I'm DJing for no fee all night, and it'll be a great way for us to celebrate.
I have to get Chelsea the whole August calendar screwed up now. You got to change the whole promotional calendar. Poor thing, she's over here sweating.
Meanwhile, I was looking at your calendar, and Chris Rock.
Yeah,
Chris Rock. I didn't realize
June.
Chris Rock's coming here in June, and you really become the home of comedy in Jersey.
You know what? Yeah, I mean it took Chris Rock about 30 minutes to sell out. It takes Sebastian Lake. His tickets don't even go on sale.
Yeah. So Sebastian Mascalco, who's a good friend of ours, comes down here and has set a record here. He'll do 6 shows, figure about 2,500 people or more a show, sell everyone out literally in about a day.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's an amazing talent, too. I've been to his show 3 times. He's had 3 consecutive. And his material changes every single time. I've never seen anyone generate more material that is so powerful as Sebastian. He's just incredible.
So, Tom, every year I come down here and ask you the same thing about the perception of Atlantic City and everything else. It seems like when I come here, it's lively. It's alive. Things are happening. You're changing things always. How about the whole entity of Atlantic City?
You know what? I think it's on the upswing. It's been really strong the last few months. What's happened is that the number of properties has reduced.
Right.
To now, there's 8 operating properties, and they're all strong and healthy. And when they're all strong and healthy, they're all investing in the property and investing in their promotions and their customers. And we've seen through this entire winter, Atlantic City's market has grown, and Pennsylvania, New York, some of the other neighboring section areas have shrunk a little bit. So you're seeing people actually return to Atlantic City, and I think that is largely because the product is just better today than it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, listen, it's tough when people lose jobs, and many people have.
Yeah, yep.
But for the health of the casino industry down here, a few casinos had to close.
That's right.
And I know a couple are going to reopen at some point, but you guys have kind of been the rock that's held Atlantic City together. And I'm not saying that because you hear it. It's the truth. You know, Borgata has always, since the day it opened, financially carried Atlantic County.
Yeah, we've been really very, very fortunate. You know, I think, at the worst point, you know, Atlantic City gaming revenues had fallen by over 50% and ours fell 8.
Right.
You know, like we were just always a much more resilient business. And I think a lot of that has to do with our attitude. Our attitude has always been that we're not an Atlantic City casino. We're the premier gaming destination in the eastern U.S.
Now, let me ask you this. So, since you are officially an MGM entity, and the M Life Rewards is going to be a big deal here. It's where you get incentives and comps to do things here. You being an MGM executive would have an answer to a question I have. Which Saturday?
They don't trust me too much yet. You know?
Which Saturday in September is the T-Mobile Center going to be filled, promoted by MGM for Mayweather and McGregor? Yeah, and are you giving me a Boomer tickets?
I'll take care of the tickets. I don't know what's happening, what they're doing with that. But they're very excited about T-Mobile. I mean, T-Mobile is an incredible place. It was open for 9 months last year, and it was the third highest grossing arena in the world.
Yeah. And now the hockey team's going to come. So
that's right.
Coming around the corner.
The Golden Knights?
Your background is obviously casinos and gaming. Overall, because you know Vegas as well as anyone, the Raiders in Vegas, huge home run?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Everybody's really excited about it. Vegas is an amazing city. For many years we were managed here by the Boyd Company, and I remember Mr. Boyd, when he was a kid growing up, there were 10,000 people living in the valley. Right? There's over 2 million now.
Right.
You know? It's a great market. And people are sports fans there, and I think it'll do great.
You need that.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what he's going to
do.
He does card tricks.
I do big card tricks. What other big acts are coming here this summer?
he's trying to get an act here. This is what he's trying to do.
We're trying to get an act.
Right.
Okay, Carlos Santana.
Nice. I like that.
Okay. So, Brian gave me the list before we came on, and now
I have the list here somewhere. Okay, so I'm going to do for Tom Balance, the CEO and head honcho here. I have a big deck of cards. It's called the big card trick. So when you pick a card, if you get a card you want, I don't want you to look at it. All right? Take a card out of the deck. Okay?
Has he done this to anybody else today?
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Don't look at the card. Don't look at it. So here's what's interesting. Do you believe in magic?
I do.
Do you believe that people and inanimate objects can have a connection just based on the touch of a hand?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to get rid of the rest of this deck.
Right.
You picked a random card. You chose which card. Just picked it with it yourself.
Right.
None of us looked at the card.
Right.
Right? What is your first name?
Tom.
I want you to hold the card up to the audience. I don't want you to look at the card. All right? Okay, now, tell me what it says on that card.
Well, you tell him.
What's it say?
Tom will pick me.
And you did.
So now, just to make sure that you see this.
Yeah, did you write that on every card?
No, it's not written on any card.
It's the only card it's written on. Listen, we love coming here. We appreciate the partnership. August, if it happens, will be great. And nothing but success. And,
if. What do you mean? You just guaranteed it.
Let me just say, August 18th, get your rooms now because it's happening.
He just guaranteed
it's the Boomer and Carton 10th anniversary club night. It's going to be a great night. There'll be a red carpet, tons of celebrities, good-looking women, men, everyone dressed nicely. I'm DJing the whole night. Boomer's staying out late. He's got the first table next to the DJ booth. Total bottle service.
There's a nice table for you.
It'll be the single biggest night of the summer at Borgata, and it's going to be great. And thank you for allowing us to
do it. Tom, thank you so much.
Guys, it's always great to have you.
Yes.
It's been a great partnership.
And good luck with Angelina, of course, and Michael Simon.
We'll see
Tom Ballas, the main man here at Borgata. All right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.